A former jock and now trainer in his own right, but always helpful with his jockeys, is Rod Quinton. And Ron, just hearing from Chatter after that fall, we're grateful about that because we didn't really know at the time whether it was really bad or he was going to be okay.
No, certainly, Andrew. It didn't look rosy there for a while, and he had a very, very heavy, nasty fall. And although he's out, I guess they can always be worse. But yeah. And like he was riding at the peak of his form as well. You know, he's made a big impact in Sydney racing since he's come across.
Yeah, mate, you're feeling okay. You had the flu on the weekend, did you?
Yeah, I've been very laid up really low, Andrew, and I'm just starting to come out the other end of it, I think. So, it's really knocked me about.
Yeah, it's one of those. I think everyone's had some sort of flu or virus or something this winter. It's been a shocker. Mate, just on Canterbury today, you're taking My Sabrinka to the races. You had it at Gosford there yesterday, but goes today off a couple of really nice trials. Ron, what are you thinking today?
It's very hard to say, Andrew, because I just don't like getting too carried away with barrier trials.
Yeah.
And a few of his trials have only been 740. The last one was 1,050. And he's done everything right in the trials. So it's a little bit unknown going there today against a couple of more experienced horses. But, look, he can only do what he's done, I suppose. And he has got some natural speed, so I'm sure he'll be in the firing line.
It's interesting. I fully respect that they're trials, and we can often oversell them, but I can also say that he's won four trials out of four go, so he likes getting out there and getting going.
He does. He's a progressive sort of horse, and he wants to get on with the job, so yeah, so that's him. So he'll probably do the same today, or either be up close or he won't be far away.
Yeah, he's just got that natural speed.
He has.
Yeah, really. Yeah. And today you just felt the 1,100 was better than, say, Gosford tomorrow?
Yeah, well, tomorrow was 1,200
yeah.
and drew 7 of 9 up there. And like today it comes down to 5 runners.
Yeah.
So we thought that maybe we'll give him a shot in town and see where we go from there.
I understand.
Later.
Yeah, no, I understand. So that's race one, number three today. Off the trials, let's hope he runs well for the connections. He's just taken a bit of time to get there, and obviously he's been gelded.
Yeah, I could have... he had two trials his first prep, and then I could have almost taken him to the races, but I just could see that a little bit more maturity would help him.
Yep.
So we put him away, give him a nice break, and then brought him back and prepared him again for the day.
Okay. Well, we wish the owners all the very best with that one. Have you stuck solid with Dixie Blossoms in the Toy Show and Daisy Doom in the Show County?
Yep. We've done that. Dixie will run in the Toy Show with Hughie Bowman riding her, and Daisy Doom will run in the Show County with Andrew Atkins riding her there.
And how have they both come up, Ron?
Well, to me, I can't fault them. They both had a trial on the same day last week when it was, and they both trialled particularly well. Daisy trialled in Winx's trial, and she trialled really nice, and Dixie trialled in the following heat, and she went really well as well. So I couldn't be happier with both mares going into the weekend.
It was interesting with the Winx. Obviously, everyone's watching her. But when you go back and have a look at the replay, and I emphasise again, Ron, that they're only trials, but there was a few there doing not equally as good as Winx, but not far behind either.
No, they were banked up behind her. And I jokingly said to someone, if Andrew would have let Daisy go, she might have beat Winx.
You should have probably told him to. Then you could have said, oh, we've beaten Winx.
That's right, exactly.
So are they both forward enough to be competitive at this trip on Saturday?
No question about it.
Okay. All right, I think that tells us just what you're expecting on the weekend. We're waiting for the fields to come out for both of those races, but let's hope they run well. And the one today, My Sabrinka, race one, number three. Keep well, Ron. I hope the flu goes away and you're 100% there for the races, particularly on Saturday.
Thanks very much, Andrew.
Thanks, mate. Ron Quinton joining us there from Randwick.